Thank you and good afternoon. The U.S. Coast Guard responded to the Eel River near Crab Park earlier this morning and rescued two men who were in flooded waters. A nearby farmer reported hearing cries for help, and he pulled out binoculars and witnessed two men waving their arms in distress. A helicopter crew of four responded to the area and located a man who was floating on a log while the other victim was trapped in a partially submerged pickup truck. A rescue swimmer and a basket were deployed for the floating victim, and he was brought back to awaiting emergency personnel. Lieutenant John Briggs told your reporter that the victim sustained moderate to heavy hypothermia. The Coast Guard crew went back for the trapped victim, and they were able to extract him from the truck. He was then transported to a local hospital. Cal Fire, Lolita Fire, and the County Sheriff's Office were on hand at the scene to assist. Multiple reports of theft have been reported at local stores in Eureka, and Eureka police have issued a be on the lookout for three suspects. A man and two women have been seen driving around town stealing large amounts of clothing and merchandise from local stores, with the latest incident occurring around 11:45 this morning at a store near 4th Street. The suspects have entered stores separately, and the vehicle they are using is described as a black Kia Forte. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Yurok Tribe announced on Monday that the council unanimously voted to enact the Yurok Tribe Genetically Engineered Organism Ordinance. The ordinance effectively bans the raising, growing, or release of any genetically engineered organisms such as GMOs within tribal lands, and the ordinance also declares the Yurok Reservation as a GMO-free zone. The tribe's chairman, James Dunlap, said the following statement: "The Yurok people have the responsibility to care for our natural world, including the plants and animals we use for our foods and medicines, and the GMO food production systems are not in our best interest." The tribe claims this is the first time an ordinance of this nature has been approved. Humboldt County has begun recruiting for a new member on the Headwaters Fund Board. Whoever gets chosen as the new board member will begin their service in February and will join the community body that oversees all aspects of the Headwaters Fund. Board members review recommended policies, budgets, grants, as well as loans to the County Board of Supervisors. Those interested can apply online at the Headwaters Fund website or at the Prosperity Center in Eureka. Congressman Jared Huffman talks about the last chance grade. Dan Squire has more.
Congressman Jared Huffman issued a statement on the release of a white paper that provided findings related to the last chance grade. This past spring, Huffman put together a working group of stakeholders to search for solutions to the troubled spot of Highway 101 that is built in a landslide area in Del Norte County. The white paper provided one proposed solution: to reroute the highway through Redwood National Park, although that could impact local old-growth redwood trees. Huffman said in a statement that while there is still significant technical information that is needed, the paper is a big step forward. The mediator for the working group, Joy Keller Weedman, will continue her work with stakeholders in the coming months.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Coast Guard held a memorial service earlier today to honor the three crewmen who lost their lives in the 1364 helicopter crash 51 years ago. The helicopter crew had flown from San Francisco to assist in local rescue efforts and had rescued 10 flood survivors during the county's storm of the century before they crashed as they headed back to land at the airport. After 3 days, search parties were able to locate the wreckage, and seven people, including the crewmen, were found deceased. The memorial service was held at Sector Humboldt Bay. While no hazardous weather warnings have been issued today, residents should still prepare for the continuous trend of heavy rain that has been forecasted until Thursday afternoon. As of this morning, Eureka has accumulated over 2 inches of rain, while Hoopa has seen over 3 inches of rainfall. Over 1.3 inches of rain has accumulated in Arcata as well. According to forecast, Redwood Creek, as well as the Eel and Smith Rivers, are expected to reach the flood monitoring stage. The Van Dusen River, however, is expected to flood. The National Weather Service issues a flood watch when rivers are anticipated to approach their respective water level threshold 24 hours prior, and once water levels pass that threshold, the flood watch turns into a flood warning. With flooding expected in low-lying areas, residents traveling for the holiday period are encouraged to drive with caution. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.